Rock Ridge has a new varsity baseball coach. His name is Josh Gibbs, not brand new to Rock Ridge, about 5 years ago. Helped out with Glenn Cook with the program. First up, congratulations, Coach, to tell us a little bit about the excitement and enthusiasm of getting this job.
First of all, thank you very much for that. And, yeah, it's pretty exciting. Been a long time coming. Been around the game since I was right out of college, and you know, just really looking forward to the opportunity. I know a lot of great people out there in Rock Ridge, and just really excited.
Yeah, what really intrigued you about that position? Was it the fact that you'd coached there 5 years ago? And for those people that don't know, I know you'd been helping out the last couple of years at Alleman, and you've been involved, I think, with, at the Rock Island Legion level as well. So what really interested you about this position?
Well, I mean, I think it comes back to the, you know, yeah, a few years ago being in that same program, you know, guys like Glenn Cook, you know, there's definitely great things about the program, and the really thing that stuck out to me was the people that I met, just terrific people out there in Rock Ridge, and just really looking forward to taking that next step and, you know, looking forward to the opportunity.
A Quad City kid, I think, graduated from Rock Island High School. Tell us a little bit about your baseball coaching pedigree.
Yeah, you know, was all-conference shortstop at high school at Rocky, and went on to Indian Hills Junior College in Centerville, Iowa, pretty prominent JUCO in the Midwest. And, you know, after 2 years there, went to Northern Iowa University and played there. And, you know, after that, just playing days just stopped, and thought the next best thing was coaching. So that was kind of the next step for me. And, you know, it's been great ever since. Love the kids, and just want to keep it going here.
Well, and that's the thing. So you're not going into this blind because you were at Rock Ridge 5 years ago. You've been coaching at Alleman. You know kind of the baseball culture in the area. How important do you think that is approaching this job?
Oh, it's absolutely important. You know a lot of people in this area. You know a lot of the area coaches around here, so they can kind of give you tips on how to go about things. And, you know, being a first-time head coach, I'm going to need that, you know, knowing all the people around here. And I think it's good knowing the people around you, you know, the Glenn Cooks of the world and all that, to help you out when times get tough, and just somebody to have a soundboard off of. And, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, they've made some nice strides with their baseball facility, and I know the fairly new press box. They've really been on top in the Three Rivers conference race, at least the West Division in baseball. A little bit about your coaching philosophy and kind of what you want to bring to this position.
Well, I mean, I think the first and foremost, when you're talking about high school kids, the best thing I would like to get out of them is just play hard every day. I think that's the most important thing, because there's only a certain amount of things that you can control in the game of baseball, and playing hard is one of them. So we're going to try to play harder than the other team every day and live with the results. So,
well, I know the other big thing now with the you know, the pitching limitations and the pitch count rules, it's very imperative that you develop arms in the program, especially when you have those weather postponements and maybe one portion of your schedule will be backloaded trying to make up those games. And then in the postseason, you never know what's going to happen in terms of what days of the week you're going to play and how close they're going to be together. So what about trying to maneuver and make this pitch count thing work? I guess a better question, is it something that you're on board with, you like the current rules, or do you think they should be adjusted a little bit? How do you deal with that?
Well, I think it's very important to keep these kids safe. That's the first and foremost, is the safety of the kids is first and foremost, like I said. And I think it's a great rule that they've instilled, and then, you know, it's been a couple of years now that they've done it. I think they've tweaked some things that they needed to, and I think it keeps us on our toes, but at the same time, it definitely is good for the kids. It's good for their future. So.
Well, I know we're talking to you on Wednesday. You were hired Monday, and have you had a chance to meet with the kids yet? Have you developed, you know, off-season schedule things of that nature. And I know the other advantage, you're taking over a program that's in pretty good shape right now.
Yeah, the time we're at right now, it's tough because, you know, you got fall sports still happening. And, with just being hired just this week, it has been tough. I don't know a lot of the kids, but I'm really looking forward to meeting them. Try to get that done as soon as possible. And, just really looking forward to meeting the kids.
All right, good to visit with Josh Gibbs. Again, I believe a 2006 graduate of Rock Island High School, went on to play at Indian Hills in Northern Iowa, coached with Coach Cook about 5 years ago at Rock Ridge, been helping out at Alleman, and we'll get to know Coach Gibbs a little bit better as the baseball season will be here before you know it in the latter portion of February, I think the first official day of IHSA practice. Again, congratulations, Coach Josh Gibbs. We look forward to working with you in the spring.
All right, looking forward to it, too. Thank you very much.
That's Josh Gibbs with us on WRMJ.